This podcast is brought to you by thewarhq.co.uk, the online shop that's run by Bolt Action Players, for Bolt Action Players, and to celebrate the sponsorship of this podcast, we are giving you a code for 20% off at the shop and post and packaging for free. So use the code POD21, that's POD21. Now, on with the show, and at the end, go to thewarhq.co.uk. Aloha everybody, Paul here at the War HQ. As you can hear with the background noise, we are at the Operation Totalize in Dunfermline. I'm busy trying to build the Panther tank, which Craig, who's with me from the Home Guard radio, thinks that I won't be able to get the tracks together, but I'm reliably informed him that it is no problem for a supermodeler such as myself.
Okay, I only said that because I just built one for Conflict 47.
But you're rubbish at making models, Craig.
And you've also just pointed out that the tracks are actually marked left and right.
Yeah, they are.
Which so. I didn't notice when I built it, so the chances are mine is totally used. Because I didn't read... to be fair, I didn't have any... Okay. You don't have any instructions either, so I can't say that's the downside.
Well, this one's got no instructions, but how difficult can it be? Well, maybe I shouldn't say that after you reckon you didn't build a lot of them.
Plus, on the massive bonus side, neither of us are getting the wooden spoon in the tournament.
We are, because neither of us are playing today. I've called myself senior judge for today, by the way, when somebody asked me. Well, I'm older than you. That does make me senior judge.
Senior citizen, maybe. I'm not saying anything.
So we've got a couple of new faces down at the competition today.
We do.
And they seem to have integrated nicely with the rest of the crowd.
I mean, we do have the Scottish Blood Bowl champion playing Bolt Action, and the probably very famous in Blood Bowl circles, Dave Taylor, I think it is.
Dave Miller.
Dave Miller. Yeah, Dave Taylor's your dwarf guy. Too many Daves.
No, Dave Taylor's the dwarf guy.
Yeah, Dave Taylor's the dwarf guy, Dave Miller's the Blood Bowl guy. And they've not played that many games of Blood Bowl, but I think they're doing quite well, actually.
I think they've played quite a few games of Blood Bowl. They probably haven't played many of Bolt Action, mate. This is a long day, isn't it?
Yeah, it's been
a long day, obviously.
Yeah, about 6 this morning.
But we're having fun here. It's all gone fairly well in the competition.
The best thing is, we've been sitting here for at least 15 minutes and no one has asked us a really simple question yet.
Yeah, well, we've had a few questions. What are the odd questions we've had today?
Well, do you know one of the questions we've had about 4 times? What happens if I shoot my HE gun at a building?
Yes, so people find out what happens. Of course, you roll to go through the floors if it's more than one story.
Yeah.
So it's all going very well. But of course, being in the Bolt Action community, what's going on, Craig, that I don't know about, and you know, because you know everybody in Bolt Action, that we can tell these good people about?
So I'm just
seeing if you'll put yourself in the crap rather than me.
I still haven't read the Western Desert book because I gave my copy to somebody else.
Western Desert book, lads.
We can't talk about it, I've not read it.
Well, we can't talk about it.
It's very thick.
But like myself.
It's a massive book.
There's plenty of pages in it. There are a few things. Harris and I had a quick read over of it. But
Harris doesn't like desert things. He doesn't count.
He's not a desert guy. I'm not a desert guy until I read this book, actually.
I have a Desert Fox t-shirt on.
Well, why haven't you got the book? So a couple of things. SAS lists are looking very interesting.
Yes.
Didn't we? Because we did have a look at those in a discussion with Brian from the Dwarf Club here.
Yes.
Who pointed out that they seem to have not only an escape sort of recce rule, but a super escape recce rule by the looks of it.
He started rubbing his hands together and had that look on his face that just means that next time I come here I'm getting beaten by that list.
Again.
Then obviously... we could say Venerable Graham Hart.
Yeah, I suppose Venerable by now.
Walking backwards and forwards, and all he keeps saying is Maori list.
I'm not too sure that Maori list is quite as broken as he at first imagines, but we'll see.
I don't think it's broken at all. I think Graham's broken.
I think Graham is broken. He might be a broken man after today.
But he has a crocodile as his lieutenant's assistant.
He does. A crocodile named... Oh!
Steve Irwin.
Steve a crocodile Irwin. Named Steve Irwin. It could have been worse. It could have been a manta ray or no, a stingray called
yeah,
Steve Irwin.
Yeah, he couldn't find a model for it, apparently. He didn't ask me if I knew where he could find one. What else have we got? We've got... So, yeah. Graham and Dave played for the first time in tournaments. We've got... Rab from Stirling with his desert team list, actually, with his Stuarts.
Yep, playing Stuarts today, and there's a few Soviets, but mostly Germans going about, dastardly Germans going about.
There are two American players today.
We've got two Americans.
Yeah, which unfortunately means if I was playing, I wouldn't have won Best American.
Oh, I'm sure you would have, because you're that good.
No, no one else ever runs them, I always get it by default. So yeah, we've got Bruce
running. Default of the draw.
Yeah. We come back up this club every tournament and you guys rigged the draw, so I get Brian in the first game.
We rig all the tournaments.
So you got Bruce playing with his American Airborne. And you've got another American player that's really embarrassing because I speak to him every time I come here and I can't remember. Dougie. Dougie's got American.
Dougie running Americans today,
yes.
Is he?
Assuming the guy playing Bruce is Dougie.
Yep.
So I do know what the guy's name is. Outstanding. Brian's got his Soviet list with the 2 million Katushka, what's the Katushka machine gun thing called?
Maxim Quad.
Maxim Quad, Maxim.
Tokarov.
Tokarov, he's got what, four of them?
Yep. Yeah. Oh, we've got a judge's decision, let's put you on pause. So, after that little pause for judge's decision, we're back. We were talking about the competition, weren't we?
Yeah, so we're in game three. Brian's Quad Maxim, four of them, same list.
That's right.
Up against Phil's late war Germans with Panzer IV.
Yep. He's played those quite well because I saw one of the games there. Almost all his Quad Maxims were gone, but he still took the points.
It's a horrible list.
It's frightening to look at, I'll give you that.
But the difference is horrible list, Brian plays in friendly.
Yeah.
He doesn't ram it down your throat. Then we've got Jason playing off against Steven with, I believe, Bulgarians versus Soviets.
I thought Steven was playing Soviets.
Steven
I could be wrong.
Jason's playing
Belgium.
That's it. Not
Belgium, Belgium against. Now, he actually came third at the last competition he was in. With these Belgians? Would you call them Belgian? Belgians?
Belgians. I called them Bulgarians the first time. But they've got that, they've got the Ardennes Chasseurs, veteran guys, which is kind of cool. Then we've got Kane playing off against, is that?
Kane, that was Stephen, I think.
Mr. Shaw. Stuart, that's it. Stuart's got early war British BEF. Versus Kane's exceptionally late war Soviets, including IS-200, IS-2, IS-36, whatever one it is. The big one was slow to reload, which we now know how that works.
Yep. Yes, well, there was a question about that, wasn't the slow to reload. What happens if that's the last thing that's on the part? Slow to reload says you can't use that dice first.
So in this case, you chuck the dice back and draw again.
Hey, simples. Yeah. Yes.
In the bottom... I say the bottom table, but it's simply bottom geographically, because I'm sure the beard will get angry if he says the bottom table.
Well, but the beard is doing very badly, let's be honest, and one wonders whether he would even make the Scotland team on today's performance.
Well, I think he's probably pretty well in there with the captain.
He's probably is pretty well in there with the captain, but anyway.
But then again, we're not entirely sure if it's the beard or Ali that's running the team.
It could be the massively manly beard that he's sporting.
It's very grey though.
It's distinguished. Oh, it's not that grey, that's being half. But anyway.
One of the things with Ali is I've known him for quite a while, but I've never actually remembered him ever having hair.
He's sporting clean shaven. His head's upside down at the moment.
His head's upside down, it's a very good one.
Ooh.
So he's playing with his late war highly successful, stunningly painted.
Yep.
Late war German list.
In fact, I think we can safely say that he'll be winning the painting comp.
He won painting comp, player's choice. He's playing off against Dave Taylor with a Fallschirmjäger list.
Yep.
There's a vehicle, there's one vehicle, sorry, there's a Panzer IV. And weirdly enough, Mr. Taylor picked up second spot in Best Painted.
He did, did he? Oh, was that Mr. Taylor? Yes. I thought you meant the other Mr. Taylor.
Well, that's Dave Taylor.
Not Mr. Taylor, the other Dave, sorry.
No, because the other Dave's playing with Ali's other army.
Yeah, that's funny. What I thought. You don't even...
See the...
Who else we got? At the other bottom table. Bottom table. Is Graham Maher playing off against...
Graham, where are we? Graham is playing against... I forgot him. I can't see who he's playing against.
Because Graham...
Live radio against Andy. Andy, how could I forget? Wee Green Stanton is Andy Mackay.
Yes.
All the way from sunny Scotland, but we're in Scotland. All the way from
lives, like up north someplace.
From real proper north.
We probably got here in like a back of like a mule train or something. So he's playing off. So Graham's not got his Aussies for a change.
No, he's bought DAC list
with double Panzers III.
Understandable. It's unusual, is what I was trying to say.
For him having no crop, it was very unusual. There's also no camels. He's got a thing for animals. He's playing off against late war German list.
Yep.
Which just absolutely humped Mr. Unicomb in the previous game.
It did. Against Graham. Well, Graham will be. Oh. Graham will let us know about that for some time to come. And quite rightly, I think Alistair is probably leading light at the moment.
It wasn't Graham that humped Alistair. It was the late war German list with
Andy Tiger. Andy McCann.
Tiger. And I said 2 years ago. No, actually 3 years ago. Tigers are awesome, and no one believed me. Well, so Unicorn now believes that tigers are awesome.
So we shall see. Off.
Then we've got Graham. My understanding is Graham is currently Scottish Blood Bowl champion.
Yes, well, to be crowned.
To be crowned, yes. The coronation's not
He's won it,
yet.
But the coronation hasn't actually happened.
He's played off against Rab from Stirling.
Yep.
So it's a late war German list versus a desert British list.
Yep. And it would be fair to say that both Rab and Dave Miller are doing pretty well, considering new players straight in their competition. We always like to see that. Hopefully everybody's made them welcome. We'll find out afterwards. Dave says no, basically.
You five people are not exactly very welcoming. Then with Dave playing off against another late war journalist, Dave's using the Soviets. And he's playing against.
Dave.
Young guy with the glasses.
Martin Watson.
That's it, Martin. And they appear to be on a break because either Dave's, bumped off Martin and hid him, or Martin's gone to the bathroom. No, Martin's still alive, he's back.
Is he alive? All right, okay.
Not dead, it's okay.
So that's what's going on here today, but let's talk some controversy if we can find some.
Those tracks are not. Look at them, there's big gaps in the front of them. I told you they don't go together properly.
Yeah, there's a little gap at the back of them. I'll fix that.
You see, when you fix the one at the back, the one at the front pops open. This is the problem I had.
Well,
you didn't believe me.
Stop slagging me off. Anyway, controversy. What controversy can we bring up? That's what we want. We don't want to hear about boring games, bollocks.
I was unceremoniously removed from Team Scotland for the World Team Championships.
Ooh, is that from their page?
No, I don't. I just got told I wasn't getting to be on the team. I was getting kicked off.
And of course, you would have been one of the first choices, I reckon.
Well, they do always need somebody to come last. You know, Ali likes a good spread of prizes, so someone's going to take on Moonspoon.
Yeah. So we've got our own, I'm not in it either. Scotland have got their own page for the players.
Which we're not allowed to see because
we're officials.
We don't know the special handshake.
But I think a lot of the other countries have now got their own pages. I know England has theirs.
I believe so. I keep meaning to have a wee rake on Facebook to see what they're chatting about, but then I realised... The lobby's private.
You can always ask to get in, no?
I'm the referee, but you don't know who
I am. I'm in a few of the international groups.
Can I get
just
into
to keep
your
my eyes on what's going on?
I'm quite intrigued to see what the army's going to look like.
It's going to be very interesting, and I wonder how many people are going to wait and look at the new books and bring things that maybe people aren't so familiar with in this competition.
I think we're going to see early war.
You think?
I think we'll see some early war.
Could do, I suppose.
We've got the fall of the new fall of France book, is it?
I can't remember the name of it, but yeah.
The next one is up on World Outside and pre-order already.
Yes, it is.
So we've got that one coming up. And obviously, you know, we might see a Korean list when we go to WTCs. It's not World War II.
Well, who knows? We'll have to make a decision when it comes. Well, it won't be out by WTC, so that decision will be for the year after. It's coming out during the summer, ETC's in May.
Oh, that's fine.
Not ETC, WTC.
WTC.
I've already confused enough people, apparently.
I know that it's on the list as being the next one after France.
It's up for them.
No, France.
I thought it was Fortress.
Oh, Budapest.
Budapest next, and then it's.
Very true.
Yeah. So, but we know the book is out, and I think the book is more or less finished for Korea. That is.
Yeah, it'll be quite fun, but playing the war games tables that are like 45-degree angles is going to be interesting.
Think there might be a lot of mountain fighting.
Yeah. But we'll just see. It won't be. It'll be Bottle Action Supplement. It's not going to be part of the WTC because WTC's dates World War II.
Well, we'll have to see. That decision's not been made by the WTC yet. We, like all things, we will have to wait and see and judge it on its merits. Basically, at WTC, we aren't really interested in limiting stuff unless it's necessary. We prefer to give it a go first.
Yep.
But we'll see. Who knows? We need to see the book first before we can judge it.
I would imagine Korea Books is going to see a lot of assault rifles on the side of the...
I think if the Korea book is included at all, it's going to be a really expensive list, so they're probably going to be very low-pointed armies.
Well,
if it is, but I don't know whether it will or not.
There's not a lot of Korean forces or veterans. A lot of them are... recruits, it was the first UN deployment. So.
Well, yeah, but if you're going to take armour, it's going to be damned expensive armour.
It is.
Because it's all big metal. It's not all big armour, but mostly big armour.
Most of your Pattons, 48s and 60s.
Yeah. IS-3s. Threes?
If they had them.
Not too sure. Twos, definitely.
They're only T-34s.
Yeah.
I've seen photographs of T-34.
So it could be interesting.
I would like Vietnam. I'd like a Vietnam bull action.
Well, one would imagine that will be the next thing, Vietnam. Do you think bolt action will translate to Vietnam still?
Barring the rules for helicopters, you could do it right now. You've got US Marine Corps points cost, you've got, all you do is give assault rifles, that's it, job done.
Yeah.
Because the assault rifle rules are there. FG-40, German MP-44s aren't that far off of AK-47s.
What about anti-aircraft rockets? Are there any anti-aircraft rockets in Vietnam?
Black rules in Malaysia.
Yeah, I suppose. It could be a thing.
The only issue you're going to have is the helicopters. That's the complicated part. That's literally it. Do you go for a two-tier table where you're playing on the battlefield plus you're in the air above it as a second level of battlefield? Could be
I'm going to make a confirmation here that Craig is right about the tank tracks on a plastic Warlord Panther. Yeah. Even with my skills, I couldn't make that fit.
I usually am right, just no one ever admits it.
I think I might have put the front runner on wrong. Anyway,
is this for
a little bit of mud will do fine.
Is this for you or for somebody?
This is for me. I'm going to be... This is the start
You're
an armoured, Polish, Walsall uprising.
You got baited by Jimmy Tranter.
I got baited by Mr. Tranter. He didn't take much baiting, to be honest. But,
all you do is cover it in man makeup, the mud effects.
Yeah,
that'll fill the gap.
There's going to be a little bit of man makeup going on. Man makeup.
It comes a little sort of compact thing with a little brush on it. What else are you going to call it?
Man makeup. So yeah, there'll be that. So
I use that to fill gaps on tracks anyway. Because
So we've been talking about Warsaw and freedom fighters at the moment, and there's quite a lot of things seem to be ignored by Warlord. Ignored, overlooked, maybe.
Well, see, the thing is, I don't think overlooked. I think it's more a case of that World War II was, for the most part, a war between standing armies. It didn't have a massive focus on asymmetric or insurgency warfare. Hey, how about that? Yeah, that's my degree going to use right there.
We got our money's worth.
While they were really important historically, they did a good job in terms of the game. They're probably a minor area. But I think the Partisan list could be one of the most fun lists in the game.
I certainly think that the open up for lots of conversion and using lots of different models instead of just buying a box and making them up.
Exactly.
I mean, Warlord do a pretty extensive list of models you can use.
You've got all the stuff.
But there's lots of other things. I mean, there's lots of other models out there you can use. And of course, seeing as we mentioned them, we've got Jamie's range of. Well, I might think of you as a Janie from time to time.
Infamous Janie.
We've got his range of models coming out, which all look to be fairly awesome sculpts.
They do.
And they're going to be, I forget the name of the company now, Andy Hobday's company, Footsore.
Footsore
are going to be doing the casting, so they should come out pretty damn good.
Yeah, and they've got vehicles coming out as well.
We've got the Cubus. Cubus is coming out. That's why I'm working on this Panther. It's going to be Magda eventually.
Magdalena.
Although I'll have to fix Magda's tracks a little bit.
Magdalena.
Is that Magdalena? I thought it was Magda.
Magda's short for Magdalena. Polish girlfriend, remember? Actually, my boss is called Magda as well, so that helps.
But, so we've got those models. What other kind of insurgencies might be fun to look at? I don't know if insurgency is quite the right word. But
It's not. I wouldn't say it's insurgency. It's just partisans, Maquis, resistance fighters, Rennie from Alola.
Well, what we need is an Alola list. A proper Alola list.
That.
There's a few people who have done lists using other
things.
There
was an article in this month's or... this or last month's War Games Illustrated talking about the Alola list with the British Airmen. I can't remember who wrote it. I'm pretty sure it wasn't Dom Soar, which makes a change.
It wasn't. There was one of the competitions we went to someday at the start of the year. I think it was the first PHGS event of the year. Somebody turned up with the themed Alola. No, Cambridge Too Far it was.
I was about to say, I don't think the BHGS had a sense of humour.
That's pretty low.
I'm only joking. We're very nice people.
So yeah, that was seen at Cambridge Too Far. I'm assuming that's the same army.
I think so. But you know, the main, if you want to talk partisan, I think the bigger one is Yugoslavia.
Yes. Now you were starting to tell me about this today.
So it was like communist insurgents, communist resistance fighters against the Germans, and then British American backed, well, mostly British actually backed partisans against the Germans as well. But then obviously the British-backed partisans were also fighting against the partisans backed by the communists.
Yep.
So it was a bit of a three-way.
As they say.
Well, the Germans stuck in the middle.
A very uncomfortable three-way.
And I mean, that whole conflict was pretty much that sort of level of fight. You got like Marshal Tito living up in the hills. I think that would make an outstandingly cool army build. You could have some nice partisan cavalry in there.
Yep, you can take cavalry.
You've got some various types of squads armed with like whatever weapons they get their hands on. So some will have like Soviet PPSAs, lots of MP40s, stolen Thompsons, you name it.
There's lots of scope for doing special rules, not necessarily new rules, but adding in special rules to give them the flavour.
I mean, like taking the Japanese suicide bomber, removing the suicide aspect, and simply make it that it's a Maquis or a partisan fighter hidden bomb they've deployed, and then the minute they deploy that bomb, they scarper, because that's what they do, they melt back into the underground. There it goes off. It's quite a good idea. The rules that Warlord have got now, the resistance rules are pretty good. They get the shieldcraft for not coming on to, not getting negatives to come on.
Yeah.
Moving fire as well, don't they?
What was that?
They're moving fire.
Yep, moving fire, and we can use fieldcraft rules, and all sorts of things are out there, so it's just right for somebody to man up and make some more lists to make advantage of it.
Yeah, it's not a bad idea, actually.
So what else is happening in Bolt Action Land at the moment?
The new Desert Fallschirmjäger, Early War Fallschirmjäger.
No, they look nice.
Yeah, I want to set them.
Have they got any special rules? I don't think they have, but they are very nice, aren't they?
I quite fancy a set from a DAC because they look really pretty. That's not
they
me.
Look pretty.
That's me, not me placing an order, by the way.
Oh.
Yeah, they seem to look nice. I want to get some. It's not me ordering them. What else have we got coming out? We've obviously got the new France group coming out. And I...
Yeah, what's that? Is that the Fall of France or something?
Fall of France. Are we going to see a new plastic kit? What do you think?
Well, I was hoping there would be plastic Italians coming, but I haven't actually seen them yet.
In The Fall of France?
No, not in The Fall, but in the new book. In The Fall of France, are you looking where?
BEF?
French?
Plastic French?
Plastic French?
BEF, maybe?
Are the BEF much different to the...
Yeah.
Are they?
They've got the chest pack gas masks.
All right, yeah.
And they've got... sort of not got the leather jerkin thing on them. They've got... Yeah, they're more... I think the uniforms are a bit more dressy than the ones that they had later on in the war.
Mm-hmm.
Just the way things, the equipment's all loaded up there, and obviously the officers were entirely differently dressed. That was the big thing.
All right.
It was still, you know, the pippin off to war we go.
Yeah.
Thing, but I kind of fancy a BEF list, but I don't really.
I think we'll get British cavalry.
Nah.
Yeah.
Nah, they've given it all up by that point in time. They'd all changed across the
I want British Lancers so I can take on the Polish Lancer armies.
Yeah. Polish cavalry are very good. We saw some 2 weeks ago at the last two.
We did. We've got a chap up here.
Mr. Chris Stone.
Mr. Chris Stone, who plays those Polish Lancers very well. Yeah, yeah.
Four or five squads of cav.
Played with 4 8-man squads of veteran Lancers.
Light, medium.
Is it 8-man or is it 10-man? I can't remember. I think it was 8-man.
I'm not sure actually. I think maybe, yeah.
I think they were 8-man.
He's got medium howitzer as well. He's got.
Two medium
howitzer. It's a pretty nice list, and the cavalry looks amazing.
It's a pretty handy list, certainly.
And he won.
Difficult to play, he did win.
He won.
Very difficult to play.
It was an all Polish final with the Polish Airborne versus the Polish Early War Army.
It was. God bless the Polish.
Yeah, I think you came second in that one.
It was only about it. It was only because of the fantastic Polish list that somebody had built me.
Okay.
Am I rubbing it in there?
A little bit, yeah.
A little bit there. So, that's going on. What's coming up? Right, we've got Warlords GT is coming up in November.
Yes.
And I've got a feeling we might see quite a lot of guys who have aspirations for World Team Championships taking part in that this year.
I think it's in Scotland, yeah. I mean, I don't know how.
Sounds though we're sending a few guys down from north of the border.
I mean, the beard's going, so.
The beard, yeah.
But I don't know how far along his selection process of picking an elite team of wargamers has got.
An elite team of wargamers from Scotland.
I'm reliably informed that no little brown envelopes for the U20s has happened yet.
Yet.
But still young, still early.
It's still young.
What's going to be doing yet? You're going, obviously.
I'm going. Don't know if I'll be playing or just being there, but I'll be down there.
You're being there. Because you're one of the TOs. You can't play.
Well, I'm not a TO for GT.
No, I was talking about the WTC.
Oh, WTC, yeah. I'll definitely be at the WTC.
Yeah, you're running one of the 50% of the running.
I'm running it, yeah.
I'm the referee.
You are going to be one of the referees.
God help them all.
God help them all.
I mean, earlier on I was suggesting I could make my rules clarification answers based on what a Magic 8-Ball said, just to annoy people.
And I would just be impressed if people thought we'd actually made their decisions any other way.
Very true. They may also just not assume that they might just assume that I'm not a judge, I'm just some random weirdo that walked off the street who has a Magic 8-Ball, which is possible. But yeah, no, you're the GT as well. I'm not going for that because there was a reason.
Probably brownie points.
Nah, I'm not keen on brownie points these days. It's more a case of I think it was planning to go down later on in the month for a visit to Warlord with Andy Warden, recently returned from missing in action.
Yeah.
So we're going to go for one of those wee sneaky factory tours at Warlord or so. So nice they gave us last time we went down.
Yeah.
And we didn't steal a thing. Can't prove anything.
That would be a good weekend, actually.
It is. We only did last time. We went down on the, I think it was Wednesday morning. We left Wednesday morning, rocked up at Warlord about midday. Got out of the car and half the guys in the cast room shouted, "Hey Bonner."
Hey Bonner. How do they know Bonner?
I don't know how Stephen Bonner knows guys that work in the cast room at Warlord. Guys who don't really play, just cast models, but they still seem to know him. So he's not coming this time because his fame has got too much.
And he had the picture in front of the other company that shall not be mentioned, armour.
But you have to go there.
You do. If you go to Nottingham, you have to go there.
You have to go.
Warhammer World is a wonderful place just to visit.
It's like if you go to visit France, Normandy in France, you have to go to the beaches at some point. Doesn't matter who you are. I mean, yeah, we're gamers, we like that kind of thing. But yeah,
we do.
But this time I will actually remember to go to North Star, because they have quite a bit of stuff I quite fancy.
Yeah, well, North Star carry quite a few things. So that would be an interesting.
We've got the Artisan range and the Crusader range, I believe.
Yeah.
And also the pulp miniature stuff.
They've got some of the pulp. They've got quite a lot of the pulp miniature stuff. And I do like the pulp miniatures for painting, anyway.
I was looking at their sort of stuff for the BEF, wasn't it?
Well, I got the kilted ones for Harrison. So he's got a kilted army, which is still half painted, because he wasn't bothered about having it finished. So.
Yeah, he needs to paint an army up.
Well, he's started painting now, Harrison, so.
Have you got him doing commissions yet?
Not quite got him up to commission standard yet.
He's working for the man now, isn't he? He's joined the workforce.
Well, yes, he has joined the workforce, but we'll see how it works out. I need to remember to pick him up tonight.
That's alright.
Plenty of time.
He could walk down the motorway, it's fine.
Well, that's what he said he was going to do, actually. To give him credit.
Oh, dear.
To give him credit, he did say he was just going to make his own way back, and I said, no, you're not. Soft old dad.
Yeah.
So that's Bonner. We haven't seen much of Bonner.
Bonner has defected and switched sides.
Well, I was going to say, do you think we'll see him back playing?
No, he sold his soul to the Hairy Foot Brigade.
Oh, well.
He's in
so
the
we'll still, we still might see him out of Poland then. But
he's determined he's coming to.
He's going
to
be on the other side.
But we know he's going to be there inside the hall, and we're going to have to throw rocks at him.
Yeah.
Those Hobbit people are a little bit strange.
Well, we do have a little bit of fun entertainment lined up, so Bonner might be in prime spot to do well at that.
Please tell me Bonner is not the prime entertainment.
No. We'd need special permissions and licenses for that.
You would, and you also need a lot of shrink work afterwards. Having been a victim of Bonner, he sets things on fire when he has a drink as well.
Oh dear, he didn't tell me.
It was a person last time.
Can't wait for that weekend.
That'll be good.
So, what about modelling? You've always got something on the go. What are you currently painting up?
Well, I just finished 1250 Polish Airborne in 8 hours. I don't know why, I just wanted to see if I could do it. I've got my DAC from WarHQ. I've still not done more than spray paint.
You've got some of them done, haven't you?
Yeah, I've got 6 guys.
Yeah,
no, yeah, 6 guys. It's basically 8, there's only 6.
So you're going to write that up?
I am going to write up a DAC list for going to. Is it Oxford too far or something?
Cambridge too
That's
far.
That's the one.
Oxford too
Oxford
far.
Oxford, Cambridge, they're all the same.
They are probably
going to lynch me when I get down there.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. We've got a mate that went to Oxford, so I can wind him up as well at the same time. But no, I need to write a 1,000 point list.
Yep.
For my DAC. And I'm designed to work at 1250, so I'm not sure what I'm going to do.
We'll see. Do you know that moment when you realise you should have put the hull mounted machine gun in before you glued the hull on?
Yep, I had the same moment half an hour after I built my Panther.
That's alright.
But I'd finished and glued it on. I literally sat there, when that's done, I was like, oh, there's no machine gun.
Bit of green stuff, that'll be no problem.
Nah, what you do is you get an MG42 off of the German sprues, because it's thicker and chunkier, and you jam that in the hole, because the ones you get on the Tamiya kits, whilst being lovely, they're very, very fiddly.
They are a bit spindly as well, aren't they?
So I tend to switch them for the ones that come on the infantry.
That seems like a grand idea. So you're working on
everything.
Everything at the moment.
Yeah.
Henry Proyd, so what other painting are you doing, other game systems at the moment?
So I've got massive Warhammer 30k Horus Heresy Space Wolf Army.
Boo.
Which is my 4th Space Wolf Army in my life now. I built them, sold them. This is the project, modelling project for Doom, because every single one of the models is converted, which means it's taking about a month to paint 10 guys because they're all different and all fiddly. I'm building 40k Catachan Imperial Guard Astra Militarum or something they're called now, with a converted chopper Valkyrie.
Yeah. Which is a good looking model.
That looks cool when I finish it. I don't have a canopy for it, which is a bit of a problem. Because it turns out I got a good deal from Brian at Dwarf. Good deal, got three Chimeras, a Salamander and a Valkyrie for a very cheap price. I now know why it was a cheap price. Half the tracks were missing from the vehicles. There was no canopy for Valkyrie. Kind of got done on that deal.
Good value for money.
Then what else has got? Malifaux gangs that were still trying to paint. Necromunda gangs that were still trying to paint. Try to finish off my US Marine Corps, get the last bits done. Try to finish off my Winter Germans and my DAC. I've just bought another box of Metal Airborne from War HQ, so I have to paint them now. Add in the Conflict 47 stuff and my French Napoleonics that I'm working on. I'm never going to finish this stuff.
You sound like me on a bad day.
And I bought Titanicus. I've been saved because you know what it's like. You decide you want something, you want to get it. So I've been saving up money for the last year to buy Titanicus. I knew it was going to cost big bucks. Didn't realise it cost 175 retail or something like that. So I bought it and it's amazing, but it'll go towards the end of the queue. Never going to get to it.
Towards the end of the queue. So you were talking about 47 there.
Probably 47, yeah.
Yeah. So have you played a few games of it?
One game.
One game, right.
One game. So I'm basically the panel expert right now.
You are the panel expert on France. So how did you find 47?
It's interesting. It's like Bolt Action 1.5.
So 1.5.
Well, it's interesting. It's the original rule set from Bolt Action with a couple of tweaks. So there's a reaction system for charging, which is quite cool.
Which probably comes from Antares.
Yep. Then there's... they've introduced some of the tweaks that are in Mark II into this. So you've got like the... some of the changes they brought in. But yep. Essentially all it is your bolt action armour with a couple of extra units on it. And we all love zombies and werewolves and giant walking mechs. Mm.
Yeah. I was just looking at the models you've got, which are all nicely painted.
Thank you very much.
I was going to say they were lovely, but they're just nice.
Oh.
Hey, taking it away. Give with one hand, take away with the other.
You're a parent.
But they... it looks as though they lend themselves to lots of converting and modelling.
Oh, yeah.
And nobody can tell you've got the wrong stuff, yeah. So.
I mean, like the Panther.
Which is refreshing for bolt action.
Oh, yes. I still remember the abuse I got when I dared to bring a Chaffee with a US Marine Corps list.
Oh. They didn't have Chaffees.
Yeah, pretty
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, they didn't have idiots to tell me they didn't have Chaffees either.
So, yeah, I mean, the Panther X is just a regular World War Panther because it's not out yet. The difference is, rather than having a safety gun, it's got a rail gun.
Yeah. So and you've literally used a rail gun.
I used a rail gun from 40k's Tau range and glued it on the front. There you go. Tau rail gun. Brilliant job done.
Wonder if they'll be getting sued from another company we know.
No, probably get sued by everybody. I haven't got any money, so no one's worth suing me. Then there's, what else we got? So, a couple of walkers for the Americans have done.
Yeah.
Not Paul Walker, obviously, but a couple of walkers. They're all sort of converted up. One of them's got a deep wading kit on it, because you know, the Marines don't get to arrive not wet. but yeah, I find it quite fun. Something different, because I can kind of mess around with it.
And how did you find playing the game you played was?
It was good. It was...
oh yeah, you said, because you said about the reaction rules.
Yeah, it was good because it was different, and it... I feel like I'm going to quote Alessio here. Because
oh dear, that's always a bad move.
It's the whole thing about how, you know, everyone asks me rules questions and I always get to say that I get them wrong. It's because I'm working on a different rule set than you guys. It's the same thing here. We're playing Mark II Bolt Action for the last... how long?
2 years now.
Just is slightly different. So I'm going to get things mixed up, but it's... I'm treating it as it's a fun game. Conflict's a fun game. That's all it is.
Sounds good. So we'll have to have a wee run about at that.
We will.
So we're probably running out of steam here, so I'm going to leave this little cast for now. We'll bring you something new and exciting. Just like to thank Craig from the Home Guard Radio. When's your next podcast coming out?
Well, you love this. So not only do I fix the website, right, but I fixed iTunes already. So we're back on iTunes. Now, at the moment, it's the original 9 episodes. Because we were that dedicated, we couldn't quite make it to 10. Episode 10 is on the hard drive in the house. I just need to convert the file type and upload it. So, assuming I don't get shouted at when I get home, potentially we could be talking maybe Monday when this is up.
So that's quite good. So we'll have a little episode of the Home Guard Radio.
And it's got a unique occurrence on it.
Ooh.
Yes.
Yo, I'm excited
to
listen.
Hugely missing and disappearing Ghost Panzer Division, Andrew Warden, was on the show. Talking about the same army he was talking about in episode one of the show, which still isn't finished. And it was 4 years ago.
Oh, time and patience, time and patience.
Mr. Bonner was there.
Ooh.
Yeah, that'll be interesting.
It is. So, thank you very much for showing up and helping me out today. And we'll talk to you all soon, guys. Mahalo for now. So, you listened to the show. Now it's time to visit thewarhq.co.uk for all your bolt action needs. And remember to use the code POD21, that's POD21, to get 20% off and free postage and packaging. See you in the next show.